This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking Cam Ward.
Is it done? Would you turn in the pick right now? You had it?
I mean, what's done is done, buddy. And it is done. It's done. It is all finished. Finito. Done. I'm glad people are starting to take the gloves off a little bit. And I know he's a likable guy, but man, the special teams is... Boy, almighty.
They're dreadful.
It is. It is just terrible. And it's been that way all year from the preseason on. And obviously with trades, it's not going to get any worse or not going to get any better. It can get worse. And I think the time for yelling might not be right now. I don't know. I saw Joe Banner tweeting about analytics this morning, and I got really mad about it because I'm like, again, the whole legend of him picking guys out of magazines. I'm like, this is the first thing I'm seeing at 3:15 in the morning.
What did he say about analytics?
I don't remember. I was just upset. That's all I'm saying here. I want to work myself into a lather, but at the same time, I'm seeing that yesterday, and I go, man, the offense is just listless. The defense is kind of there. And now it just gets to the point here, Tone, where it becomes, all right, we can sit here and talk about Cam Ward and Jadore Sanders and all those guys. We have months to do that. We only have about 48 hours to talk about this, and less than 48 hours, I should say.
The crazy thing is you're
less
talking,
than 36 hours. Do we want to talk fire sale?
Well, your first.
Do we want to talk fire sale?
Well, I mean, I know you were kind of doing it in jest. Your first thought was Cam Ward and quarterback next year.
I'm trying to look forward to something because if I don't have anything to look forward to now, I want to look forward to the future. I want to see a bright future here.
Yeah, that's all it's about.
It's 2-7, and I know it was a small glimmer of hope at the end of the tunnel earlier this week or last week, but now it's that light has vanished, and the light in my eyes has vanished, and off we go. Off we go into some very difficult decisions.
Yesterday, you were right back to getting what you'd gotten all year, which was bottom, basement, level quarterback play.
Yeah.
The difference was, like, Watson couldn't get first downs. Jameis could get first downs. Jameis, just every pass down the field looks like it has a chance to get picked off.
Yeah.
So either way, neither... is operational for a football team.
At least Jerry Jeudy caught a lot of passes. We got that going for us.
Yeah, second half.
So that
I
was okay.
The second half, because basically it was all, I think Jameis had like 75 yards passing at the half. And so everything in the second half to me.
I thought it was less.
Was like garbage time.
Yeah.
The entire second half, I swear Harbaugh knew that the Browns had no chance. So he said, we're going to use this as a joint practice. We're going to get a November joint practice in because we have to work on our passing game. And they could have handed the ball off and gotten out of Dodge an hour earlier than they did. Instead, they made us have to sit through a bunch of incompletions and a long, drawn-out, blowout game that was never remotely as close as even the score indicated.
Yeah,
so the whole second half was garbage time. I know people are like, oh, Jerry Jeudy and Tillman. Tillman's catching everything, which is good. But
I knew plenty of people who had special interest in Cedric Tillman catching certain things, so they were happy at least at the end. They got something out of it.
Just fantasy players?
I mean, you lose by 17. You look listless in the second half. And I think you're right in a lot of ways. I mean, the offense, we can't run the football again. DeJuan Jones can't stay healthy. Jed Wills is a failed situation.
I thought they were showcasing him when he came out before the deadline, but it turns out it was because DeJuan Jones was down with another injury.
Yeah, DeJuan has another injury, and Jed Wills wasn't starting and wasn't playing, and so we know where they stand on Jed Wills. So that's a number 10 overall pick that goes against Andrew Berry, and I think that people are starting to line that up right now. So I'm sure that there's going to be some anger and vitriol here, but I think that we need to make very pragmatic decisions here in a very short period of time. Because I was holding out to see, all right, you get the 3-6, then you get to the bye week, you get to watch other teams play, and then you go down in New Orleans and we'll see. But at 2-7 and looking listless while doing it, it just seems that the rest of the season is going to wash out over us. So they're going to have a lot of these games flexed out. There's going to be a lot of 1 o'clock games here. And there's going to be some situations here where I think we need to make some very tough decisions here over a short period of time. So I ask you, is it a total complete fire sale here? Is everybody up for grabs for you?
Well, I mean, yeah, they would take calls like the crazy.
Well, I'm not saying calls. Well, I'm saying.
Well, let's say something crazy came in. Like we're all talking about Za'Darius Smith, obviously.
Yeah.
He's going to get traded. The fact that David Njoku's name came up was a bit of a surprise, although he's having a season from hell. He's got like 4 great catches and nothing else the whole season. So who are you thinking when you're saying fire sale, like Denzel Ward? I mean, God, if I was Denzel,
I don't know how much he has left in the tank because of the injuries.
If I was Denzel, I wouldn't even want to play the rest of the year if you're on the Browns, just because the concussions add up, and I don't even know what the point of play. Like, if I'm the Browns, would you want Denzel playing the rest of the year?
I haven't thought about Denzel in the same vein as I've talked about Miles. I would still have a conversation with Miles about any offers that come in here over the next 24 hours. Because there will be offers, I'm sure. There will be somebody will offer something of some significance. I imagine. I have no idea. Somebody will offer something of some significance here.
Somebody brought up Nick Chubb, and I'm like, I don't know if anybody's trading for Nick Chubb with what he looks like right now.
Can you trade Nick Chubb? I think that he's off limits.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. His contract is basically up anyway, right?
Yeah. And I think that would be...
So why would he be off limits if he's not under contract next year?
Well, because he's a fan favorite and everybody loves him.
But he's only signed... If he was such a fan favorite and that mattered, they would have signed him to a longer deal.
I understand what you're saying, but his contract's up.
He's done.
Okay, let's work in reality here. Again, he's a fan favorite and everybody loves him.
I don't know if he's on limits. No, I'm saying I don't know that anybody would want him anyway. He looks a step slow, no burst.
Well, we'll get to the Chubb conversation. I know you're excited because a lot of people said you were an idiot yesterday on social media. But I think that you have Nick Chubb and you have Myles Garrett, who are probably guys that you have to talk to first before that. But again, I don't know. I would have to say, I don't know if anybody's trading for a 28-year-old running back midseason who's just come back from serious injury. That's one thing.
And the other thing is that
he's a fan favorite and everybody loves him. So I think that when you have such an emotional comeback and then to trade him 2 weeks later, I think that would be a little bit strong, wouldn't you think? I don't know if that would be the best decision possible.
But you said fire sale. How desperate are you to try to get any asset that you could is the point.
I'm asking you that question. Yeah, I asked, was it a fire sale? I didn't say we needed to have a fire sale.
If Mike Tannenbaum was a GM in the league and had to offer,
considering what Mike Tannenbaum just said on ESPN last week, I think we all know why Mike Tannenbaum's no longer a general manager in the league.
But I wish he was, because there would be
There would be hilariously amazing deals. Yes.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There would be great deals that we could take advantage of there. That's how you know what? I'm just going to be quiet about that because it's just there's no reason for me to put slings and arrows towards Mike Tannenbaum. We have our own problems to figure out here. All right, 216-474-0092. They were listless yesterday offensively. Defensively, they had 6 sacks in the first half, and they still gave up 17 points to start things out. I thought they held together, or 20 points, I beg your pardon. You lose count after a while.
I wonder, should we be way harder on Jim Schwartz and the defense than we have? Because they have these splash, amazing plays.
It's 6 sacks in the first half.
All of it's amazing, but they have more backbreaking, easy giveaway touchdowns. Here you go. Here's 6 points. Here you go. You want it? Here you go. We're just going to get confused. Like, that doesn't I watch the league. That teams get that, like, once every 3 weeks. that they give up touchdowns the way that the Browns do almost every single week. Like, we are way too good, way too talented, way too dominant with a pass rush.
Like, are we?
And way, and like, Denzel is way too good.
We went
from, how do they just give away things that are preached at a very, very young age?
Well, it's feast or famine of philosophy. I didn't mean for that to be an alliteration, but it is. Where before with Joe Woods, well, we want to play dime. Well, you're not a dime defense. You're not playing cover four all the time. Clearly, they don't like to do it. Okay, well, then we have to play man. Should we be playing man? Quentin Johnston runs one route, and somehow you gave up a touchdown to him and over 100 yards yesterday. I mean, he has been looked at as a guy who's not a great weapon. That's why they went out and they got Ladd McConkey, who had some receiving yards yesterday. Like, he's been looked at differently. And Justin Herbert, I thought, made some plays where he's just like, hey, I'm the best player on the field today, and this is what I'm going to do. At least when we're on offense. I'm going to be the best player on the field here, and that's just how it's going to work. And I respected him for it. But yesterday, I mean, with the defense and how that's run, yeah, you can go ahead and go. I mean, you're 2-7. You can go after anybody you want to. But nobody is off limits. Nobody is without. I mean, there'll be some disagreements there. But no, Lima. I mean, I don't want to get too defensive with you. If you want to go after Jim Schwartz, go after Jim Schwartz. I just think there's bigger picture issues that are involved, because you still make good plays defensively. Yesterday, you were still taxing your defense with just these crippling turnovers going into the end zone, where you had chances to get back into the game and make scores and do something. And when you said that Jim Harbaugh didn't think you were going to win, he's basically saying Jameis Winston is going to mess this thing up.
Yeah.
Is what he said. And you knew that they were going to play tough defense, and they did. And you knew you couldn't turn the ball over against him, and you did, and that hurt. And then you have a 27-10 loss, where it was really 27-3, it felt like, but it was a garbage time touchdown with Sid Tillman at the end. So that's what yesterday was. So, but yeah, everybody's, when it comes to blame, everybody's on the docket. I'm talking about moves that are possibly made for the future. That's the discussion for me. Because I got to get past this and look at a way to make this thing better. I can sit here and I can gripe and moan and bitch and yell at everybody. And I can. And maybe I will at some point. It's a 4-hour show. But as of right now, I'm trying to focus on getting the nose up on this thing and making sure that this thing will be a little bit better. Because it is a mess. I don't know if it's an unmitigated disaster, but at 2-7 and with one of the most expensive rosters in the NFL, well, it's pretty damn close, don't you think? Yeah, I'd say so. I would say so.
Well,
yeah.
Your original question, though, like, am I married to anybody on this football team that I absolutely cannot trade?
I don't think you are.
I think the one would have been JOK, and now that he's injured, no one's trading for him anyway. But JOK is one because he's young and extremely talented. Outside of that, I mean, who's left that I should absolutely... Obviously, Myles Garrett, if we had a silly Tannenbaum trade.
You can't give him away, but no, if you get that...
Yeah, yeah. That would be the only way that you'd even begin to entertain trading Miles. So he's the second one that's probably the most untouchable. Yeah. So outside of that, no, I don't... Given the ages of everybody else, like, it was interesting to hear Njoku.
And there's a lot of guys I'm interested in and in moving. David Njoku, I think, is certainly up for grabs. Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, yes, certainly.
Yeah, well, he's not the fan favorite that, like, Nick Chubb is, but I have seen fans really, if they were to power rank their favorite guys on a team, I think Njoku's up there.
Well, I can't say that everybody is a fan favorite and that you can't let go of everybody. You're 2-7, and if you're going to make some moves to get yourself qualified for next year
and, the other guys,
and to make some things better, you have to let go of some names that, yes, somebody's going to call in and be upset that they let go of them.
Yeah, like, I don't want to have to depart with Wyatt Teller or Joel Bitonio. I understand their age and how many more years of their prime can they be in Cleveland?
Yeah.
And is even Bitonio still in his prime?
Wyatt Teller, is he still in his prime? That's a conversation that we can have. There's two guys that I think would have people standing out in the street, like, with signs and yelling at the cameras as they came by, and that's Miles and Nick. Everybody else, I think, is up there. I hate to say it for some of these guys. I love some of these guys, but I think everybody else is a conversation to have. And I know, I'm sure Keith is going to be upset because I'm not screaming and yelling. He wants to operate me like I'm his personal wind-up doll, which I know what he's trying to do at all times. So he's going to be mad that I didn't sit here and get all red-faced and yell and put something up there on the internet that he can post to me yelling yet. I need to, and I'm sure he'll get what he wants, but I'm trying to make this situation as better as I possibly can, as soon as I possibly can. So, excuse me if I'm not that mad right now over losing a listless football game to the LA Chargers. I got 34 hours until the trade deadline to make this team better in 2025 and 2026 and beyond. So we got to focus on the task at hand. I'll get mad, I'm sure, plenty of times. And yes, that doesn't mean that Stefanski's off the hook or Schwartz is off the hook or Bubba Ventrone or anybody else you guys want to throw off. Andrew Berry, certainly Andrew Berry. That doesn't mean that anybody's off the hook. I just got to focus on the right now to make the future better.
Well, you mentioned Stefanski, and it's a very interesting spot Stefanski is in if we're doing blame game, because he doesn't call the plays anymore and he doesn't have anything to do with the defense. So I was sitting there going, how mad should I be? I literally asked myself this question yesterday in the third quarter when it was clear they weren't going to win, and it was just the whole second half was a waste of everybody's time, and I was going flipping back and forth to red zone. What am I supposed to accuse Stefanski of in this situation?
Oh, I know exactly what you can. I'll tell you when we come back. 216-474-0092. Write that down. Make sure I tell Lima when we come back. All right, is it fire sale time? Who stays? Who goes? Who is off limits for you, as the Browns fall to 2-7 after a loss yesterday to the LA Chargers, where it didn't look good offensively and defensively, really. I couldn't speak for anything. It was just a bad day to go into the bye week, and it really just encapsulated this entire season and in this cloud that has hung over their heads this entire season. Where did it start? I don't know. Where is it going to finish? Where's the draft at? Is it Pittsburgh this year?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. It finishes in Pittsburgh. All roads lead to Pittsburgh in the 2025 draft. So your work starts now, everybody.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.